Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Today's readings remind us of the importance of repentance and forgiveness. One of the things that we see in the readings today is how constant human nature is. In the first reading, the disciples were chastised for acting out of ignorance and fear. We do the same. Just 5 days before the crucifixion, Jesus was welcomed as a king. By Friday, a mob was yelling, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" They went so far as to request the release of a murderer instead of Jesus. The disciples feared for their own safety, and the mob ruled. Even Peter denied Jesus out of fear when he was confronted. How many times have we acted out of ignorance or fear? Maybe we didn't deny Christ outright, but we kept a very low profile on our Christian beliefs. It was just easier to go along to get along. The second reading is an admonition and a letter of encouragement. The letter was being written asking the disciples to refrain from sinning. But if they did, and we all do, they had an advocate in Jesus Christ who had chosen to die so that our sins might be forgiven. And in the gospel reading, the two disciples are troubled and startled when they encounter Jesus after his resurrection. He asks them, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts?" Now that's probably the question that could be asked of every Christian for the last 2,000 years. But Jesus greeted these disciples with the phrase, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and terrified. For many of us, our lives are filled with too many unexpected twists and turns. How could we not occasionally be troubled? There have been so many times in my life when I prayed asking that my will be done, and was confused and frustrated when it didn't work out. Maybe you're the same. Haven't there been times in your life when you prayed and asked, "Is this the thy will be done that I prayed for? Because it isn't even close to the my will be done that I hoped for." We all do it. The disciples of Christ were the same. For 3 years they had seen the miracles. They'd listened to the teachings and had slowly come to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. How could he be so mercilessly sacrificed? Their minds could not comprehend the concept of a resurrection. It's easy to understand how questions would arise in their hearts. So Jesus took the time to teach them how the writings and the prophecies were being filled right there in front of them. Here we are 2,000 years later and we're still troubled and confused. Why? We've read the story from the Old Testament right through to the book of Revelation. We simply can't believe that the promises are going to be kept. Sometimes we feel a guilt for not staying strong in our convictions. How could we doubt? Oh, sure, we have 100% belief in God, but is this the plan? Questioning is actually a good thing. Peter was filled with remorse for denying Jesus 3 times. He came back even stronger. Thomas doubted until he could see for himself and proclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Confusion and doubting are part of our human condition. It makes us re-examine what we believe. And if we never second-guessed ourselves and our behavior, we would be filled with pride, which is a sin. The pride of our own conviction. And what's the old saying? Pride comes before a fall. Sitting here today, we're all different. Some of us here are here because, well, it's Sunday and we're supposed to be here. Others are here because nothing could keep them away. But most of us are somewhere in between. But we're here. Today is the third Sunday of Easter. As Christians, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus appeared to his disciples and ate with them to reassure them that he was still with them, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe as Christians that Jesus died on the cross and rose again to fulfill what he said. Everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled. We are reminded of Jesus' infinite love and his forgiveness of our sins. And no matter what we do, we can rest assured that he will be with us until the end of time. He promised it, and to that we can say, Alleluia.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.